Preface. The Maine state legislature has passed and the governor has signed into law legislation to strengthen and implement residency requirements for the issuance of a Maine driver's license or a non-driver identification card. A license may not be issued to a person unless the person presents acceptable documentary evidence of the person's residence or domicile in this state. The Secretary of State may exempt from the requirements a person who has established to the satisfaction of the Secretary of State that the person is on active duty in the United States Armed Forces, the spouse or child of a person on active duty in the United States Armed Forces, or a student enrolled in a university, college, or school within the state. Acceptable documentary evidence of a person's residence or domicile in this state must include the applicant's name and the address of the person's residence or domicile in the state. A post office box or other mail drop address is not sufficient. Acceptable documentary evidence includes, but is not limited to, 1. A tax return, W-2 form or paycheck stub. 2. A utility bill or a letter from a utility company showing application for service. 3. A contract to which the applicant is a party, or 4. A document issued by a governmental entity. A person who is unable to provide acceptable documentary evidence as outlined above may meet the requirements of the statute by either 1. Submitting the affidavits of two individuals who have a personal or professional relationship with the person and knowledge of the person and the person's residence or domicile, which may include a shelter, in this state. A single affidavit signed by a parent or guardian of a minor making an application is sufficient to meet the residency requirements. The affidavit is a sworn statement, and a false statement by the affiant constitutes false swearing, which is a violation of Title 17A, Section 452. The Secretary of State shall provide forms for the completion of affidavits, available at any Bureau of Motor Vehicles branch office or online at http://www.maine.gov/sos/bmv/forms, or 2. By taking an oath or affirmation before the Secretary of State, or his designee, swearing to the person's residence or domicile, which may include a shelter. An applicant who supplies false information pursuant to this statute makes a material misstatement of fact described in MRSA 29A, Section 2103, and is subject to the penalties under that section. Important. Information regarding legal presence and how it affects obtaining or renewing a license. Effective November 15, 2008, you cannot obtain or renew a driver's license or non-driver identification card unless you provide acceptable valid documentary evidence of legal presence in the United States. To establish evidence of legal presence, you must present a legible, unexpired, valid document from the list as follows. A. Certified copy of a birth certificate from a state office of vital statistics or equivalent agency showing the individual was born in 1. A state of the United States. 2. District of Columbia. 3. Puerto Rico after January 12, 1941. 4. Virgin Islands after January 16, 1917. 5. Guam after April 11, 1899. 6. American Samoa after February 15, 1900, 7. Swains Island after March 3, 1925, or 8. Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands after January 8, 1978. B. United States passport or passport card. C. Consular of report of birth abroad, certificate of report of birth or certification of report of birth. D. Certificate of naturalization. E. Certificate of U.S. citizenship. F. United States citizen identification card. G. Identification card for resident citizen in the U.S. H. American Indian card, or I. Northern Mariana identification card. Acceptable alternative documents for a person born in the United States may include 1. A certified letter from a jurisdiction listed above stating that no birth record exists. The letter must include the person's name, date of birth, the years covered by the search for a birth record, and that there is no birth record on file, and 2. A document issued by the United States or a jurisdiction listed above, showing the name, date of birth, and the birth occurred in a jurisdiction listed above, including military discharge records, census records, and school records, or 3. At least one of the following. A. Baptismal certificate, religious record or tribal record showing name, date of birth and the birth occurred in a jurisdiction listed above. B. Hospital birth certificate showing name, date of birth and the birth occurred in a jurisdiction listed above. C. Doctor's record of birth showing name, date of birth and the birth occurred in a jurisdiction listed above, or D. Newspaper or insurance files showing name, date of birth and the birth occurred in a jurisdiction listed above. Persons born outside the United States claiming citizenship through one United States citizen parent may present A. Person's foreign birth certificate. B. Proof of citizenship of parent, and C. Evidence of the applicant's legal relationship to parent. Persons born outside the United States claiming citizenship through two United States citizen parents may present A. Person's foreign birth certificate. B. Parent's marriage certificate or evidence of the applicant's relationship to the citizen parents, and C. Proof of citizenship of parents. Non-citizen. A person not claiming citizenship may present the following documents to establish evidence of legal presence in the United States. For additional information and a complete list of acceptable documents, forms, please visit www.maine.gov/sos/bmv/closing-. A. Permanent resident card or resident alien card. B. Memorandum of creation of record of lawful permanent residence. C. Arrival, departure form I-94 or foreign passport with the notation processed for I-551 or I-551 Alien Documentation and Identification System, ADIT, stamp. D. Temporary resident card. E. Re-entry permit. F. Employment authorization card. G. Travel document or refugee travel document. H. An arrival, departure card. Form I-94 stamped or endorsed. I. Notice of action or other official notification showing the period of admission. J. Student and Exchange Visitor Information System, SEVIS, Form I-20, or DS-2019, properly endorsed or stamped. K. Letter, order, appellate decision, arrival, departure form I-94 or foreign passport stamped with Section 207 Refugee, Section 208 Asylee, Section 212, D, 5, Parolee, or Cuban, Haitian Entrant, Section 243, H, Section 241, B, 3, or Conditional Entrant. L. Arrival, Departure Form I-94 or Canadian Passport Coded S-13. M. Letter or Tribal Document Establishing Person as an American Indian Born in Canada. N. Letter, Order, Appellate Decision or Arrival, Departure Form I-94 showing a grant of asylum. O. An approved or pending application for asylum. A driver's license or non-driver identification card issued to a non-citizen may be issued for a period of time less than the terms described in statute. A. A credential will not be issued if the authorized period of admission is less than 120 days. B. A credential will expire on the date indicated as the expiration date of the authorized period of admission. C. If the authorized period of admission is duration of status, the issued credential will expire 4 years from date of issuance. D. If the authorized period of admission is neither duration of status or indicated by a specific date, the issued credential will expire 120 days from the date of issuance. On October 26, 1986, Congress passed the Commercial Motor Vehicle Safety Act. This law requires each state to meet the same minimum standards for commercial driver licensing. The standards require commercial motor vehicle operators to get a commercial driver's license, CDL. Under Maine law, you must have a CDL to operate any of the following vehicles. Any combination of vehicles with a gross combination weight rating of 26,001 or more pounds, provided the gross vehicle weight rating or gross weight of the vehicle or vehicles being towed is in excess of 10,000 pounds. Any single vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating of 26,001 or more pounds, or any such vehicle towing a vehicle not in excess of 10,000 pounds gross vehicle weight rating or gross weight. Any vehicle designed to carry more than 15 passengers, including the driver. Any size vehicle that transports hazardous material requiring placarding under the Federal Hazardous Material Transportation Act and related regulations in 49 Code of Federal Regulations, Part 172, Subpart F. Exemptions. The following vehicles are exempt from the commercial licensing requirements. Firefighting apparatus is described in 49 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 383.3, 2005, being operated by a volunteer or full-time member of an organized municipal, state or federal fire department. Recreational vehicles for personal use. A person to operate commercial motor vehicles for military purposes is required in 49 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 383.3, 2005. A person to operate registered farm motor trucks bearing the letter F on the registration plate when the vehicle is controlled and operated by a farmer, including operation by the farmer's employees or family members. B. Used to transport agricultural products, farm machinery or farm supplies to or from a farm. C. Not used in the operation of a common or contract motor carrier. And D. Used within 150 miles of the registered owner's farm. A person, employed by a city, town, county, district or other unit of local government created by or pursuant to law that has a total population of 3,000 individuals or less, to operate a commercial motor vehicle within the boundaries of that unit of local government for the purpose of removing snow or ice from a roadway by plowing, sanding or salting, if the properly licensed employee who ordinarily operates a commercial motor vehicle for those purposes is unable to operate the vehicle, or B. The employing governmental entity determines that a snow or ice emergency exists that requires additional assistance. A person to operate a truck registered as an antique automobile, regardless of weight or combination weight, provided the vehicle is used for non-commercial recreational purposes or purposes pursuant to Maine Motor Vehicle Statutes Title 29A Section 101, Subsection 3. You must be at least 16 years of age to operate a commercial motor vehicle. 21 years of age to operate a bus or carry hazardous materials. Be sure to check with the Department of Public Safety, Motor Carrier Division regarding vehicle operator limitations of commercial vehicles, concerning intrastate motor carriers, age requirements and any distance restrictions that may apply. Their telephone number is 207-624-8939. How to apply for a commercial driver's license, CDL. You may get an application for a Maine CDL from any office of the Bureau of Motor Vehicles or from most city or town offices. The CDL application is also available online at www.maine.gov/so/bmv/forms. The application with the appropriate fees must be mailed to Secretary of State, Bureau of Motor Vehicles, State House Station 29, Atten. CDL Examination Section. Augusta, Maine, 04333. Your appointment will be scheduled through the Maine office in Augusta. An appointment notice showing the location, date and time for your knowledge test will be returned to you. If you are applying for the skills test in addition to the written test, another appointment will be made for the off-street skills and road test. This separate appointment is necessary due to the length of the examination. Upon successful completion of the eye and knowledge examination, the appropriate learner's permit will be issued along with a skills test request card. Knowledge test applicants need to be thoroughly familiar with the information contained in this manual. Limitations of the learner's permit. While operating motor vehicles, the operator must 1. Carry a valid learner's permit properly signed by the person to whom it was issued and have it available to be produced upon the request of any law enforcement officer. 2. Be accompanied by a licensed operator who A. holds a license with the corresponding class and endorsements which is valid covering the type of vehicle being operated. B. Has held a valid license for 2 years. C. Is occupying a seat beside the driver and D. is at least 20 years of age or is at least 22 years of age if the vehicle being driven is a bus or school bus. A learner's permit is valid from the date of issuance or until the holder shall have received a commercial driver's license, whichever occurs first. It is unlawful to operate any motor vehicle or combination of vehicles not covered by your class of license, including endorsements or learner's permit. Vision requirements. The examiner will screen your vision. The minimum visual acuity, clearness of vision, is a distance rating of 20/40 with best eye. You must also have a field of vision total of at least 140 degrees in order to avoid being restricted to left and right outside mirrors. If you cannot attain the 20/40 visual acuity reading or have a field of vision of less than 110 degrees, the examiner will refer you to an eye doctor of your choice for a vision examination. No permit will be issued until you present a properly completed doctor referral form to show the visual requirements have been met. If you meet the visual requirements with glasses or contact lenses, the permit and operator's license will be restricted to corrective lenses. School bus operators may be subject to more stringent vision requirements. Change of class, restriction, or endorsement. Drivers holding a main commercial driver's license and who desire to amend their license for restriction removal, endorsement addition, or change of class may do so at any time. Change of class. For a change of class, an applicant must apply and qualify on the knowledge examination, vision screening, and be issued a learner's permit and skills test request card. A skills test must be scheduled through the main office, and the applicant must qualify on a skills test, pre-trip vehicle inspection, and road test for an upgraded CDL to be issued. A Class A CDL with appropriate endorsements allows the operation in all of the other classes. A Class B CDL with appropriate endorsements allows operation in all classes except Class A. A Class C CDL is limited to operation in that class only and must include an endorsement for passenger bus vehicles or hazardous materials. Operation of vehicles equipped with air brakes not allowed restriction. A component of the CDL test covers information about air braking systems. An applicant must qualify on this portion of the examination and must take the skills test in an air brake-equipped vehicle in order to avoid the air brake restriction. An air brake restriction will prohibit the driver from operating an air brake-equipped vehicle. To have the restriction removed, an applicant must apply and qualify on the air brake knowledge test and must qualify on the skills test in an air brake-equipped vehicle. The driver accompanying the permit holder must have a license and appropriate endorsements, or the test will be refused. Endorsement. There are 6 endorsement knowledge tests available for the applicant wishing to operate specialized vehicles with specific loads. These endorsements have been coded to appear on the CDL document. These endorsements include N, for the operation of tank vehicles only. H, for the operation of vehicles carrying hazardous material when required to be placarded by federal DOT regulation only. X, for the operation of tank vehicles carrying hazardous materials. This combines the endorsements N and H into one. T, for the operation of double, triple trailers where allowed by law. Triple trailers not allowed in Maine. The NHX and T endorsements will be awarded to the CDL holder upon the successful completion of the knowledge examination only. The remaining endorsements require the complete test, including skills testing. These include endorsements P, for the operation of passenger vehicles designed to transport over 15 passengers including the driver. The skills test for this endorsement must be completed in a vehicle representative of the type the driver operates or expects to operate in Class A, B, or Class C. S, for the operation of school buses designed to transport over 15 passengers including the driver. Applicants desiring this endorsement should review the school bus portion of this manual for specific information. Successful qualification will also earn the endorsement P without an additional fee or further examination. These endorsements can only be added to a commercial driver's license. If an applicant does not have a CDL, the endorsements will not be awarded until a CDL is obtained. Z endorsement. There is one type of school bus operation which does not require the driver to possess a CDL. This school bus is designed to transport 15 passengers or fewer, including the driver. The endorsement could be affixed to a non-commercial license. The applicant would submit to a school bus knowledge and skills test in a vehicle representative of this class with a GVWR of £26,000 or less and would result in the awarding of endorsement Z. Skills testing for Class A, Class B, are passenger, school bus vehicles. These tests are administered to check the driver's ability to maneuver the vehicle within a limited space to demonstrate the knowledge and ability needed to inspect the vehicle's condition and drivability prior to on-road driving and the ability to exercise ordinary and reasonable control over a predetermined road test route. The skills test is broken down into three parts: the off-road skills test, the pre-trip vehicle inspection, and on-road test. How do I schedule a skills test? In order to be scheduled for skills testing, you must mail the skill test request card to the Bureau of Motor Vehicles in Augusta. An appointment notice will be returned to you indicating the place, date and time you are to appear for examination. You must be punctual. If you are late for an appointment, there is a chance the skills test will not be completed and another appointment will need to be scheduled. There is a possibility that no portion of the test will be given due to the lack of available time. If you do not notify the CDL examination section of an appointment cancellation within 48 hours, a penalty fee of $30 will be assessed before another date is scheduled. Failure to appear for testing without cancellation will result in no further notification until you have contacted the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, CDL examination section, Augusta, Maine, 04333, indicating that you are now ready for examination. You will then be rescheduled as soon as possible. Do not submit a new application. Examinations are not conducted on Saturdays, Sundays, or holidays. What should I bring with me for testing? At the appointed time, you must 1. Present to the examiner the appointment notice properly completed and signed. 2. Present your learner's permit and/or valid out-of-state license for the class of vehicle being operated. 3. Present the license of the person accompanying you, which must be valid for the type of vehicle being operated. The accompanying operator must remain at the test site until the examination is completed. An out-of-state licensee holding a valid license within the class of application does not need to be accompanied by a licensed operator. 4. Present the valid registration of the vehicles being used for the test. No photocopies are permitted unless the vehicle is a rental unit or permission to photocopy has been granted by the Secretary of State in writing. A rental agreement will not be allowed as a substitution for the valid registration. The vehicle must also display a valid inspection sticker and must meet the state's minimum requirement for inspection. 5. If the application was made for a change of class of license, the main license and any other valid licenses must be surrendered to the examiner. Definitions of classes. Class A. Any combination of vehicles with a gross combination weight rating of 26,001 or more pounds, provided the gross vehicle weight rating or gross weight of the vehicle or vehicles being towed is in excess of 10,000 pounds. A Class A license is a commercial driver's license. Holders of a Class A license may, with any appropriate endorsements, operate all vehicles in Class B and Class C. Class B. Any single vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating of 26,001 or more pounds or any such vehicle towing a vehicle not in excess of 10,000 pounds gross vehicle weight rating or gross weight. A Class B license is a commercial driver's license. Holders of a Class B license may, with any appropriate endorsements, operate all vehicles in Class C. Class C. Any single vehicle or combination of vehicles that does not meet the definitions of Class A or Class B. A Class C license is a commercial driver's license only if it carries an endorsement under 29 AMRSA Section 1253, Subsection 3. Holders of a Class C license may, with any appropriate endorsements, operate all vehicles in that class. No person except the applicant and the examiner will be permitted in the vehicle during any part of the test. The applicant must supply a vehicle for the skills test in the class applied for. Vehicles that are placarded for hazardous materials may not be used for road testing purposes. Note: highway use restrictions prohibit combination vehicles exceeding 74 feet in length or combination vehicles having a trailer which exceeds 53 feet in length to be used for testing purposes. Also, federal motor carrier safety regulations prohibit a truck tractor, bobtail, to be used for Class B testing purposes. The road test will be refused if the load on the vehicle is not secured to prevent it from shifting, leaking, or dropping, or if it's carrying a cargo or part of a cargo consisting of explosives, flammable material, or dangerous articles. The tailgate should be closed and secured except where the load makes it impossible. Upon passing all phases of the skills test, the applicant must surrender the learner's permit in order to receive a commercial driver's license. The Commercial Motor Vehicle Safety Act passed by Congress requires that any commercial vehicle skills or road testing be conducted in a vehicle representative of the type which the applicant operates or expects to operate. Social Security Number Disclosure Statement. This statement is made in accordance with the Federal Privacy Act of 1974, Section 7b. Disclosure of your Social Security number is mandatory and is required by 29 AMRSA Section 5 and 6 to apply for or renew a driver's license or non-driver identification card. Your Social Security number will be used solely for identification purposes and will be kept confidential. 2. Commercial driver license holders with hazardous materials endorsements. Subject: notification of security threat assessment and legal presence requirements for CDL holders with hazardous materials endorsements. The Federal Transportation Security Administration, TSA, and the U.S. Department of Transportation have issued rules to secure the transport of hazardous materials, including explosives. The rules require a security threat assessment on commercial drivers certified to transport hazardous materials, HAZMAT. The security threat assessment includes the collection of an individual's fingerprints and verification of United States citizenship, immigration eligibility, or permanent legal presence in the United States. Under current federal regulations, states were required to implement the security threat assessment requirement on January 31, 2005 for new applicants and no later than May 31, 2005 for renewal and state-to-state transfer applicants. After the implementation deadlines, no CDL with a HAZMAT endorsement may be issued unless the applicant has first undergone the security threat assessment and obtained clearance from the Transportation Security Administration. State motor vehicle agencies must notify CDL holders with the HAZMAT endorsement of the new requirements. Renewal applications must be filed no later than 30 days prior to license expiration to allow time for the security threat assessment to be completed. This letter is intended to serve as notification of the new requirements. Individuals who currently have a CDL with a HAZMAT endorsement who do not meet the qualification requirements described in this notification are required to immediately surrender the CDL with HAZMAT endorsement to a state driver licensing office. If otherwise qualified and all applicable fees are paid, the applicant may be reissued a CDL without a HAZMAT endorsement. Citizenship or immigration status requirements. An applicant for an HME must be one of the following: a citizen of the U.S. who has not renounced his, her U.S. citizenship. A lawful permanent resident of the U.S. as defined in Section 101, a, 20, of the Immigration and Nationality Act, 8 U.S.C. 1101. A lawful non-immigrant in possession of valid, unrestricted employment authorization. A refugee admitted under Section 8 U.S.C. 1157 in possession of valid unrestricted employment authorization. In asylum status under Section 8 U.S.C. 1158 in possession of valid, unrestricted employment authorization. Certification and/or disclosure of the following is also required: the applicant has not been convicted or found not guilty by reason of insanity of any of the interim disqualifying crimes in any jurisdiction, civilian or military, during the 7 years before the date of application. The applicant has not been released from incarceration in any jurisdiction, civilian or military, for committing any interim disqualifying crime during the 5 years before the date of application. The applicant has not been convicted or found not guilty by reason of insanity of any permanently disqualifying crime. The applicant is not wanted or under indictment in any jurisdiction, civilian or military, for a disqualifying crime. The applicant has not been adjudicated as lacking mental capacity or committed to a mental institution involuntarily. The applicant is either a United States citizen who has not renounced United States citizenship, or a lawful permanent resident of the United States, or meets eligibility requirements for immigration status. Disclosure of the applicant's military service and date of discharge. Additional information is available at the TSA website at http://www.tsa.gov. Once at the site, use search word hazmat. Once you have passed the hazardous materials written examination, you may begin the fingerprint background records check process. The fees associated with that requirement are $89.25 and must be paid to the TSA agent. The TSA agent has established a help desk information telephone number 1-877-429-7746 and a website https://universalenroll.dhs.gov. List of criminal disqualifiers for the TSA security threat assessment for HME and TWIC applicants, as of February 5, 2007. Section 1. List of disqualifying criminal offenses for hazardous materials endorsement Part A. Permanently disqualifying criminal offenses. An applicant will be permanently disqualified from holding a TWIC or HME on a CDL if he or she was convicted or found not guilty by reason of insanity for any of the following felonies. A. Espionage. B. Sedition. C. Treason. D. A federal crime of terrorism as defined in 18 U.S.C. 2332b, g, or comparable state law. E. A crime involving a transportation security incident. F. Improper transportation of a hazardous material under 49 U.S.C. 5124 or a state law that is comparable. G. Unlawful possession, use, sale, distribution, manufacture, purchase, receipt, transfer, shipping, transporting, import, export, storage of, or dealing in an explosive or explosive device. H. Murder. I. Making any threat, or maliciously conveying false information knowing the same to be false, concerning the deliverance, placement, or detonating of an explosive or other lethal device in or against a place of public use, a state or government facility, a public transportation system, or an infrastructure facility. J. Violations of the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, 18 U.S.C. 1961, et seq. Or a state law that is comparable, where one of the predicate acts found by a jury or admitted by the defendant, consists of one of the offenses listed in Part A of this section. K. Conspiracy or attempt to commit any of these crimes. Part B. Interim disqualifying offenses. A driver will be disqualified from holding a TWIC or HME on a CDL if he or she was convicted or found not guilty by reason of insanity within the previous 7 years or was released from prison in the last 5 years for any of the following felonies. A. Unlawful possession, use, sale, manufacture, purchase, distribution, receipt, transfer, shipping, transporting, delivery, import, export of, or dealing in a firearm or other weapon. B. Extortion. C. Dishonesty, fraud, or misrepresentation, including identity fraud. D. Bribery. E. Smuggling. F. Immigration violations. G. Distribution of, intent to distribute, or importation of a controlled substance. H. Arson. I. Kidnapping or hostage taking. J. Rape or aggravated sexual abuse. K. Assault with intent to murder. L. Robbery. M. Fraudulent entry into a seaport as described in 18 U.S.C. 1036, or a comparable state law. N. Violations of the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, 18 U.S.C. 1961, et seq. Or a state law that is comparable, other than the violations listed in paragraph J of Part A. Permanently disqualifying criminal offenses. O. Conspiracy or attempt to commit the any of these crimes. Part C. Under want or warrant. A driver will be disqualified from holding a TWIC or HME on a CDL if he or she is wanted or under indictment in any civilian or military jurisdiction for a felony listed under Part A or Part B until the want or warrant is released. Acceptable Identity and Citizenship Documentation Hazardous Materials Threat Assessment Program, HTAP. As June 2011. In order to be eligible for a hazardous materials endorsement on a commercial driver's license, an applicant must be a citizen of the United States, or its outlying possessions, or a legal permanent resident, LPR. The following documents are acceptable identity and citizenship documents when applying with TSA for a hazardous materials endorsement. Primary forms of identification. One form is acceptable. Unexpired U.S. passport, book or card, demonstrates U.S. citizenship. Unexpired merchant mariner document, MMD, demonstrates U.S. citizenship if indicated on the MMD. Unexpired free and secure trade, FAST, card, demonstrates U.S. citizenship. Unexpired Nexus card, demonstrates U.S. citizenship. Unexpired secure electronic network for travelers rapid inspection, Sentry, card, demonstrates U.S. citizenship. Unexpired United States Enhanced Driver's License, EDL, demonstrates U.S. citizenship. Unexpired Enhanced Tribal Card, ETC, demonstrates U.S. citizenship. Unexpired Permanent Resident Card, I-551, demonstrates LPR status. Unexpired Foreign Passport AND Immigrant Visa with I-551 annotation of upon endorsement serves as temporary I-551 evidencing permanent residence of 1 year, demonstrates LPR status. Unexpired Reentry Permit, I-327, demonstrates LPR status. Secondary forms of identification. Two documents are required, with one being a government-issued photo ID and one demonstrating citizenship, LPR status. U.S. Certificate of Citizenship, N-560 or 561, demonstrates U.S. citizenship. U.S. Certificate of Naturalization, N-550 or 570, demonstrates U.S. citizenship. U.S. Citizen Identification Card, I-179 or I-197, demonstrates U.S. citizenship. Expired U.S. passport, within 12 months of expiration, demonstrates U.S. citizenship. Consular Report of Birth Abroad, FS-240, demonstrates U.S. citizenship. Certification of Report of Birth Abroad, DS-1350 or FS-545, demonstrates U.S. citizenship. Unexpired driver's license issued by a state or outlying possession of the United States. Unexpired ID card issued by a state or outlying possession of the United States. Must include a state or state agency seal or logo, such as a state university ID. Original or certified copy of birth certificate issued by a state, county, municipal authority, or outlying possession of the United States bearing an official seal. Voter's registration card. U.S. military ID card or U.S. retired military ID. U.S. Military Dependents Card. Native American Tribal Document, with photo. U.S. Social Security Card. U.S. Military Discharge Papers, DD-214. Department of Transportation, DOT, Medical Card. U.S. Civil Marriage Certificate. Unexpired Merchant Mariner License, MML, bearing an official raised seal, or a certified copy. Unexpired Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Transportation Security Administration, TSA, Transportation Worker Identification Credential, TWIC. Unexpired Merchant Mariner Credential, MMC. Procedure for obtaining a school bus endorsement. The applicant for school bus licensing must determine exactly what type of vehicle they will be operating or will be expecting to operate. If the bus has a manufacturer's gross vehicle weight rating of 26,001 or more pounds, the applicant must have or be willing to obtain a Class B commercial driver's license. If the bus has a manufacturer's gross vehicle weight rating of 26,000 pounds or less and is designed to transport over 15 passengers including the driver, the applicant must have a Class C commercial driver's license or equivalent. If the bus has a manufacturer's gross vehicle weight rating of 26,000 pounds or less and is designed to transport 15 passengers or less, the school bus endorsement can be added to a regular operator's license. In addition to the appropriate class of commercial driver's license, the applicant must also obtain the endorsement for passenger vehicles, bus, if they expect to operate vehicles designed to transport over 15 passengers, including the driver. This endorsement will be automatically built into the school bus knowledge test and will be affixed to the applicant's commercial driver's license along with the school bus endorsement without the applicant being required to pay an additional fee. To obtain an examination, the applicant must file a completed CDL application form, a completed physical examination form, and the appropriate examination fees. The material must be sent to Secretary of State, Bureau of Motor Vehicles, State House Station 29, Atten, CDL Examination Section, Augusta, Maine, 04333. CDL examination applications are available through the above address or online at www.maine.gov/sos/bmv/forms. Upon receipt of the application, fees and approval of the physical report by the Maine Department of Education, the CDL examination section will assign a place, date, and time for testing. School bus operators examination. The school bus operators examination is administered in three phases: the knowledge test, the skills test, and the actual driving demonstration of the school bus. Knowledge tests. These tests consist of multiple choice questions pertaining to the information contained in the commercial driver license manual. Visual screening. This test consists of a check of visual acuity, clearness of vision to a far point, depth perception, color, and field of vision. This examination is to be conducted by a physician and the results recorded on the driver's physical examination form. School bus permit. Upon successful qualification of the knowledge and vision tests, the applicant will be issued a learner's permit that will allow the school bus to be operated for practice purposes only. The applicant must have an accompanying operator who is at least 22 years of age, has had a school bus license for at least a year, and is occupying a seat in the immediate area of the driver. Also issued to the applicant will be a skills road test request card that can be mailed to the CDL examination section when the applicant wishes to be scheduled for the skills road test. Skills test. This test is administered both off and on the road to determine whether an applicant has the ability and safe skill necessary for safe school bus operation. The applicant must complete the off-road skills test that duplicates those maneuvers included in the skills test for a Class B commercial driver's license, with one exception. Instead of an alley dock maneuver, the applicant will demonstrate the bus turnaround. Pre-trip equipment check. Prior to completing the off-road skills test, the applicant will demonstrate the pre-trip equipment check, which is explained in Section 2 and 11 of this manual. The applicant will point and explain to the examiner what parts of the bus are being checked and why. The examiner will maintain a score sheet on the applicant's performance. The applicant must properly check 80% of the items included in the check to qualify. If the applicant is not able to successfully complete the pre-trip vehicle inspection, the examiner will review the missed items constituting reason for disqualification with the applicant, and the test will end. If the bus is found to be improperly equipped or is unsafe to be operated on the road, the on-road test will be rescheduled for a later date. On-road test. This test will check the operator's ability to maintain proper control of a bus over a predetermined route. The driver will demonstrate safe driving skills that will include smooth vehicle control, observation of pedestrians and traffic, proper lane position, correct use of vehicle communication systems, and the safe handling of any unforeseen occurrences. The driver will be asked to demonstrate the proper procedures for discharging a passenger and crossing railroad tracks. If no actual tracks are available for test use, the examiner may simulate a railroad crossing for testing purposes. Upon successful completion of all tests, the applicant must surrender the main driver's license and any other licenses to the examiner. A temporary main license will be issued for the operator to use until arrangements can be made to process an upgraded photo license. If the school bus is rated at 26,001 or more pounds, the applicant must also have a Class A or B commercial driver's license. School bus endorsement codes. Permission to operate school buses will be granted according to the passenger capacity of the bus. If the bus is designed to transport over 15 passengers, including the driver, the school bus endorsement code S will be affixed to the commercial driver's license. If the bus has a gross vehicle weight rating of 26,001 or more pounds, the driver must also have a Class A or Class B license. If the bus is designed to transport over 15 passengers including the driver but the gross vehicle weight rating does not exceed 26,000 pounds, the driver must have the endorsement code S in a Class A, Class B or Class C affixed to the commercial driver's license. If the bus is designed to transport 15 passengers or less including the driver, the school bus endorsement code Z will be affixed to the operator's license. If the bus has a gross vehicle weight rating of 26,000 pounds or less, the driver may operate the vehicle with a Class C non-commercial driver's license provided the school bus endorsement is affixed. Physical requirements. The Commissioner of Educational and Cultural Services is required by statute to establish physical, mental, and moral requirements for school bus operators. The school bus driver has a tremendous responsibility of safeguarding the lives of children while performing their duty. The work requires physical strength, stamina, lack of nervousness, ability to meet emergencies and a disposition able to cope with a large crowd of adolescents. Department of Education. Instruction Sheet. Physical Examination Form for School Bus Driver License Endorsement. Companion Documents. 1. Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations, Medical Advisory Criteria under 49 CFR, Part 391.41. 2. Criteria used to evaluate the physical qualifications for an insulin-controlled diabetic driver. 3. Certification Form for Insulin-Controlled Diabetic Driver. The applicant is strongly urged to provide his, her physician with the federal regulations, number 1 above, to guide him, her during the examination. If the applicant has insulin-controlled diabetes, the criteria and certification form, number 2 and number 3 above, must be supplied to the physician at the time of the exam. These documents are on the website, http://main.gov/education/const/pt007.htm or call Karen Bossi at the Department of Education for a hard copy to be faxed, emailed, or mailed to you. You can reach Karen at 207-624-6848 or karen.l.bossi@main.gov. Applicant Instructions. Complete all of Section 1, print clearly, sign and date the form. Unanswered or incomplete items in Section 1 will trigger rejection of the physical. If you are applying for school bus endorsement for the first time, the physical examination must be conducted and the form must be signed and dated by the examining physician no more than 3 months prior to submission of the form to the Bureau of Motor Vehicle with your other paperwork and fees. Physician's Instructions. The examining physician must complete ALL of Sections 2 through 7. Please print clearly and use layman's terms. Unanswered or incomplete items in Sections 2 to 7 will trigger rejection of the physical. Important note to physicians. A school bus driver does more than simply drive the bus. There are other safety-sensitive performance responsibilities such as student management and incident control, bus evacuation with ambulatory students, bus evacuation with some injured students and/or students with special needs who require additional assistance and/or lifting, bus pre-trip and post-trip inspections, bus cleaning, including lights and windows, and so on. Please keep this in mind when making a determination as to the applicant's physical ability to meet those responsibilities. Diabetic applicants. If the applicant has type 2 diabetes and is regulated with diet, exercise, and/or oral medication, there is no need to provide additional information other than to check the appropriate box, S, on the physical examination form. If the diabetes is insulin controlled, refer to the criteria used to evaluate the physical qualifications for an insulin-controlled diabetic driver, then complete and sign the certification form for insulin-controlled diabetic driver and attach the documents indicated on the bottom of that form. If the applicant has not you with these documents, see companion documents above to obtain them. Vision examination. Visual acuity may be performed by either a licensed physician or a licensed optometrist. If the applicant wears corrective lenses, please test and record the applicant's acuity both with and without corrective lenses and mark the results on the exam form accordingly. The standard visual acuity is at least 20/40 in one eye and 20/60 in the other, with or without correction. Standard field of vision. Minimum of 70 degrees in horizontal meridian in each eye and a total of at least 140 degrees in both eyes. When other than the Snellen chart is used, give test results in Snellen comparable values. In recording distance vision, use 20 feet as normal. Report visual acuity as a ration with 20 as numerator and the smallest type read at 20 feet as a denominator. If the applicant wears corrective lenses, these should be worn while visual acuity is being tested. If the driver habitually wears contact lenses, or intends to do so while driving, sufficient evidence of good tolerance and adaptation to their use must be obvious. Monocular drivers are not qualified for school bus endorsement. Hearing exam. Standard for hearing. A. Must first perceive forced whisper voice greater than or equal to 5 feet with or without hearing aid, or B. Average hearing loss in better ear less than or equal to 40 decibels. Instructions. To convert audiometric test results from ISO to ANSI, subtract 14 decibels from ISO for 500 Hz, subtract 10 decibels from ISO for 1000 Hz, subtract 8.5 decibels from ISO for 2000 Hz. To average, add the readings for three frequencies tested and divide by 3. Lung disease indicated. Chest X-ray or intradermal tuberculin test is required only if possible lung disease is indicated. Tuberculin test may be substituted.